Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is the Feast of the Presentation of the Lord, and from England we hear from Father Richard Aunsworth, Prior and Parish Priest of Holy Cross in Leicester, and lecturer in New Testament at Blackfriars in Oxford. His preaching today is entitled Night Prayers, and the reading is from the Gospel of Luke.
Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was righteous and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came in the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation, that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and for glory to your people Israel. Last Sunday after the evening Mass, a young family came up to me, asking me to bless their new statue of the sleeping St. Joseph, and they asked me to explain what was the meaning of this devotion. It's one that the Pope has helped to popularise, reminding us of the fact that God's angel came to St. Joseph while he was sleeping, and reminding us also of his fatigue, no doubt at the end of every working day, but especially during the dark days when he was forced to flee with his new family to Egypt, seeking asylum from the murderous Herod. The custom is to write down one's particular needs, worries, or cares on a slip of paper and put it under the statue before going to bed. And there's a nice prayer that one can say too. Dear St. Joseph, as you rest in the Lord, confident of his absolute power and goodness, look upon me. Please take my need into your heart, dream of it, and present it to your Son. Help me then, good St. Joseph, to hear the voice of God, to arise and act with love. Whether the souls of the saints in heaven do in fact dream, I'm not quite sure, but surely it's an allowable bit of prayerful imagery. When I was talking to this family, it came to my mind to mention that St. Joseph is also the patron saint of a happy death. As I was saying this, I was struck by the link between these two devotions to St. Joseph, a link that becomes clear as we celebrate the Feast of the Presentation of the Lord. The Canticle of Simeon, the Nunc Dimittis, that we've just heard, is recited every day at night prayer, as we take our leave of the day and prepare to sleep. We commit our souls into God's hands, and the last words of this office are, May the Lord grant us a quiet night and a perfect end. Night prayer expresses, I suppose, a double hope, the hope of waking up again in the morning, and the hope that if we don't, our souls will fly to God, to dwell with the saints and the angels. But Simeon's canticle reminds us of the source of our hope. Our eyes have seen the salvation that God has prepared in the presence of all peoples. Some of my more traditional brethren like to insist that, although we have now celebrated three Sundays of ordinary time, this feast is actually the end of the Christmas season. And I did notice the other day that the Christmas crib is still on display at Blackfriars in Oxford. Certainly the presentation of the Lord can be seen as, so to speak, an extension of Christmas into ordinary time. The fulfilment of God's promises to Israel and of his purposes for the whole of humanity has been attained in the presence among us of this Jesus, the Holy Innocent, who was presented to God in the temple in accordance with the law. This same Jesus is the true temple, the dwelling place of God among his people. This same Jesus is the true law, the perfect measure of how to live as a proper human being, and so shine like a light in a world still filled with darkness. That darkness does, of course, cast a certain shadow even over this Christmassy moment. Simeon will go on to say to Mary, his mother, "The child is appointed for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign that is opposed, and a sword will pierce through your own soul also," directing our eyes to the image of the Blessed Virgin at the foot of the cross. We too, who have been adopted into her family in the person of the beloved disciple at that same time, we also live in a world of darkness. We are called in this ordinary time to share in Christ's sufferings as his brothers and sisters. We can seek relief from those sufferings, be they physical, mental, or spiritual, through the prayer and intercession of the saints, not least Our Lady and St. Joseph, her spouse. But in the end, it's the sure and certain hope that we have from having encountered Jesus, our Lord and Saviour, that gives us the confidence that the Lord will indeed grant us, if not a quiet night, then certainly a perfect end.